Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt like you are waiting on God to show up, to answer, to change something in your life? Many people live in that space, hoping, asking, and holding on for a breakthrough. But what if the answer is not in waiting, but in stepping forward? Through Jesus, everything you need for life has been made available. Nothing is missing. The question is, will you believe it? And will you act on it? Faith is not just what you say. It is what you do because of what you believe. When you truly trust that God has provided, your mindset shifts. Your words change. Your actions follow. You stop living as though you lack, and you begin to live as someone who has already received. In today's message titled, Believe and Act on God's Provision, Evangelist Paul Acqua challenges you to move from asking to acting, and from waiting to walking in God's provision.
You need to understand that God has already provided for all needs. He provided for your healing, provided for your finance, provided for your relationships. You can name them, everything you need. And all these have been provided through grace. And faith is the active step of receiving that provision. Every provision of God is received through faith. So I want you to know that God created the supply before the need arose. Before you had your need, He had already created the supply. He told Elijah that, go to the brooks and I have commanded ravens to feed you there. He told Elijah that, go to Zarephath and I have commanded the widow to feed you. Before you even had the need, He had already provided the provision. And faith does not convince God to provide. It receives what He has already provided. All the things that God has provided are in the spiritual realm. Your faith will bring them out into the physical. So active faith involves acknowledging God's grace and acting on it to see positive outcomes, my friend. God has already anticipated our needs. And before you can ever have a need, before you ever got sick, God has already put healing power on the inside of you. If you ever have something discouraging happen to you, God has already given you what needs to oppose that discouragement or counteract it. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. How do you do that? By His word, you can encourage yourself. The word of God says, I can do all things through Christ. And that isn't just referring to one thing. That's everything in the Christian's life. You ought not to fear anything. God did not give a spirit of fear. He said, fear not, fear not, fear not. All over the pages of the Bible, God is telling you, fear not. So if you see people saying, I'm afraid, and they are afraid, it is minus you. You are a child of God, and you operate under different set of rules. So I don't care if somebody dies. I don't care if you get sick. I don't care if divorce is on the horizon. I don't care if bankruptcy is on the horizon. I'm telling you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You see, the Bible says that the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. That's what Jesus came to give. He said He has blessed with all blessings in the heavenly places. He's already blessed us. What God did for us was He provided for us. He provided the Holy Spirit and His power. You know, He who is in you is greater than the forces outside coming against you. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the work is not from us, but it's from God. He had deposited His power inside of you. He's given us power of the name of Jesus. He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit of God Himself that lives in us, the greater one, hallelujah. He provided the new covenant, the better promises that He has given to us. He has provided the blood of Jesus. He has provided us with the armor of God, the authority of Christ, the keys of the kingdom. Name them. We are well provided for, my friend. Grace has provided everything that we need. So God is not in the business of taking from you. He's not in the business of taking things from us. It's the devil that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. God doesn't need to take anything from us because his gifts are irrevocable. Hallelujah. So my friend, just believe and act on God's provision. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. That's what the Bible is recording in Romans chapter 11, verse 29. And that means that God never withdraws his grace. He doesn't take things from you. He doesn't withdraw his spiritual gifts or divine purposes from anybody, any of his children. No, regardless of mistakes or failures, God does not take from us. God doesn't change his mind about his gifts or his calling on us. His blessings and promises for a person's life remain. I'm telling you, even if they have not been fully used, he will not take it away from you. Does it mean you shouldn't use your gifts? No, not at all. What we are saying is believe and act on provisions of God. If a person has stumbled, God doesn't take his gifts from you. The calling of God, I tell you, the calling on a person's life is permanent and secure. The gifts are final and unchangeable by God. My friend, today believe and act on God's provision. God does not take back what he has given. His gifts are not based on our performance, I'm telling you. And because these gifts are lasting, we are accountable for using our God-given gifts to our full capacity. What I'm saying is God has provided for you. It's a time for you and I to believe and act on his provision. You need to know what you are made of. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has equipped us to overcome. The Bible says who overcome the world? It is those who believe in Christ. That's why we are called more than conquerors. That's why in all these things we say we are more than conquerors. That's why we say that if God be for us, who can be against us? Just believe and act on his provision. I'm telling you, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That's recorded in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. I'm telling you, just believe and act on God's provision. And so we have been equipped to overcome. He who is in you is greater than the one coming against you. We are well equipped. So anything that comes against you that has the identity of stealing, that has the identity of killing, that has the identity of destroying, it's not from God. And you can resist it with all the weapons that I've been talking about. You can resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's what the Bible says. So just believe and act on God's provision. Continue in God's word and know the truth. The Bible says that the truth shall make you free. You see, we have been set free from what? You may ask that question. God commanded Moses to deliver a special message to Pharaoh. He said, let my people go that they may serve me. That is a command from God delivered by Moses to Pharaoh in the book of Exodus. You see, he was demanding liberation of the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. And the purpose of the freedom was to worship and serve God. God has actually provided for us to serve him, to be his representatives on this earth, and to act and believe and just use the provision that we have. So that's what Bible is talking about, believers. We are set apart for his purpose and for his use. What are we set apart from? You may be asking that question. First of all, from sin. We have been freed from sin or set apart from sin. We've been set apart from darkness, from corruption, set free from all those kind of things. But we are set also apart from sickness. You know, we are set apart from lack. We are set apart from fear. We are set apart from anxiety and depression. We are set apart from all of the corruption in this world. You know, you have all these provisions. Just believe and act on these provisions. That's why I think in 2 Peter, he says, so we are set apart. We have been set free from all of the garbage in the world, all of the darkness in the world. Walking in health is our portion. Walking in peace is our portion. Walking in joy, walking in victory. That has been set apart for God's use. You see, you will be far more useful or far more of a representative or be an ambassador for God or for the kingdom if you are walking in that set apart state. I'm telling you, you've been set free. It's time for you to believe and act on God's provision. So my friend, just believe and act on God's provision. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Every belief already God has given, he has provided for us. Everything was taken to the cross. You see, when Jesus came, he carried all our diseases onto the cross. Every malady, every human condition, spirit, soul, and body, everything went on the cross. Jesus became a curse for us. I'm telling you, he became sin for us. He took it all onto the cross. So nothing has been left off. It's not a matter of God's will. It's not a matter of what he may or may not do. The question is, can we believe him? It all boils down to that. Have you spent time with him to trust him? That's the question. To have his promises quickened to you, to receive them, and to have the peace that allows faith to receive? That's my question to you. It's time you believe and act on God's provision. That's where your faith is going to come from. It's not about God's will. Yes, every human malady went to the cross with Jesus Christ. By his stripes we were healed. Amen. Christians do not need to ask God to do what he has already provided. Many people are praying for things God has already provided for us. They need to believe and act on that provision. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He said, speak to your mountain and it will be moved. He has given us authority. Healing and deliverance are accomplished facts, I'm telling you. And believers have the authority to overcome sickness rather than petitioning for it. He has given us authority to resist. We need to use our authority in Christ to resist the devil and all his works. You see, Satan and all his dark works can be resisted. You can send the word of God to go and accomplish this into the enemy's camp to destroy and dismantle and dislodge all their plans. So it's time we started exercising our authority to bring heaven's provision into earthly situations, particularly in prayer. Listen to what Jesus is telling you and me. And it's recorded in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. He says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. How many of you have been doing this? He has filled us with faith. He has filled us with vision. And we, by our words, can bring to nothing the things that seem immovable or seem impossible. We can bring from the world of the invisible the will of God into the visible world. And we can see that which is not the will of God. And we can speak to that and bring that to nothing. Anything coming against you, say, no weapon fashioned against you will stand. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. You can bring them to nothing. We have been endued with so much potential by the grace of God. As born again believers, we have God living on the inside of us. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we have the spirit of faith, I'm telling you. So it's a shame that so many believers are so passive and so afraid to do anything, when we have been given so much authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And the Bible makes it so beautiful. The Bible says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you believe that? Jesus said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, you see, this is what Jesus is saying to you and me. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So you see, we have this authority. We have this power available, but too few of us are using it. Are you using those authority that you have? Are you using them? Our victory in life depends on transforming our mind with the word of God. You see, rather than conforming to this world's limitations, it involves shifting from victim mentality to victor mindset to possess the blessings God has already promised. Just believe and act on God's provision. Hallelujah, my friend. This is the time. He has provided everything. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. He didn't leave anything off. So if you are a Christian, just believe and act on God's provision. But if you are not a born-again Christian, what I'm saying is not applicable to you at all. There is a first step to take, and that's to give your life to Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.